are listening to me, Bible Thinker. Yeah. Hi, my name is Bible Finkel, Father Schwinkel's son, and I'm a really neat kid. And I'm having a really neat and stuff bar mitzvah coming up, like in 3 years at least. And so, last night, we started thinking about all the preparations for my babushka party and stuff. Like, for example, what color napkins we'll be using, you know, to cover up the stains and all the tablecloths and stuff. And also, if the appetizer should be melon, or cantaloupe, or barbecue-flavored popcorn and stuff. And also, we called up the smorgasbord, the photographer, to invite him to my bar mitzvah, and to also see if he could take pictures of me doing things like cutting the mochi, and saying my bar mitzvah speech, and scratching my nose, because my older brother told me that on the day of his bar mitzvah, so his nose was itching a lot. But my mom decided that the best thing for our family bar mitzvah celebration would be to have a bar mitzvah rehearsal program situation. So we went to the catering hall all dressed up, but we didn't want to ruin the bar mitzvah clothes, so we went in our pajamas. And the caterer also made all of the food, and it was very, very good. Because, you know, when you're all hot and sticky, so you begin to appreciate icicles in your chicken, etc. and stuff. And the photographer was setting up all the umbrellas on top of the lights, I think so that it shouldn't get wet in case it rained. And then the photographer started to snap his finger and his camera at us. And then my grandma Sprinter got so much nachas from us, and she like totally started running towards us to be in the pictures, but she tripped on a napkin that was covering an extension cord and landed face first flat into this huge 7-layer cake by the smorgasbord area, and just her feet were sticking out, and it was like, ew, gross, yuck, look at my poor grandmother. And then everybody scratched their head to come up with ideas to help her. Like, the photographer took like a million pictures of Grandma Sprinter trying to get out of the cake for like documentary purposes. And it was kind of weird and stuff, I'm telling you, like, And the caterer ran out with a big bowl of hot chowin to try to revive her. But I think my plan worked the best, because all I did was just run up to Grandma Sprinter and pull her feet out and yank her right out of that 7-layer cake. But then she gave me a big fat hug and I had 7-layer cake all over me. Yuck! Oh, I can't stand it. It's enough already. I thought bar mitzvah boys don't get food all over them. Now I have 7-layer cake all over my brand new bar mitzvah pajamas. Oh, man. So then we actually started to begin to take the bar mitzvah rehearsal pictures and stuff. But then the photographer started saying ridiculous things and stuff, like chin up, sit straight, tilt to the right, chin down, lean to the left, stand up. So I was like, hello? Anybody home? So then you know what I did? I gave him a big hug, and then he was full of 7-layer cake. Oh, I can't describe it. But anyways, after that, the photographer told everybody, okay, listen up, I'm going to take this picture at, let's take it at a 90-degree angle. And my grandma Sprinter said, you know, she's a lovely young woman, she said, 90 degrees? I hope it's not that hot by my grandson's bar mitzvah. And we were all like, Grandma, could you take a chill maybe? But then the funniest thing happened, just thinking about it makes me laugh. Because while that was happening, I noticed that the photographer was eating the 7-layer cake off of his stomach. And because of that, well, my grandma, she totally almost like flipped out again. And she started screaming. Oh boy, did she start screaming. Hey, you photographer, we hired you to take photographs of us and not to take 7-layer cake from us. So then, I told my grandmother, calm down, Grandma. He's only doing a mitzvah, because that's today's mitzvah, positive mitzvah number 201. that if you hire a worker, so the worker is allowed to eat from your stuff and stuff while he's working for you. So then everybody lived happily ever after, and we continued taking pictures. And then the photographer got a little bit upset at my father, Five-ish, for not tilting his chin in the right direction. And he immediately ran over to him and he gave him a big fat hug. And oh my gosh, his pajamas were just totally drenched in 7-Eleven cake. I can't describe it. It was a total disaster. My whole family was crying. My bubby was on the floor. Oh my. I hope my bar mitzvah works out.
You're listening to me. Bible Bingo.
See you tomorrow, same time, same place, same time.